This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, December 30th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, December 12th, environmental activists in Azerbaijan set up tents blocking the only road connecting Karabakh to the outside world, reports International Christian Concern. Azerbaijan is located at the boundary of Eastern Europe and Western Asia. In addition, they shut down the gas lines for 4 days, which caused schools to temporarily close and the heat to be shut off in homes. Residents of the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv were urged to head to air raid shelters early on Friday as sirens wailed across the city, a day after Russia carried out the biggest aerial assault since it started the war in February, reports Reuters. In a video address on Thursday night, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said air commands in central, southern, eastern, and western Ukraine repelled 54 Russian missiles and 11 drones. More than 18 residential buildings and 10 critical infrastructure installations were destroyed in the latest attacks. Waves of Russian airstrikes in recent months targeting energy infrastructure have left millions without power and heating in often freezing temperatures. Texas Secretary of State John Stott's office has released the final phase of its 2020 general election audit of Collin, Dallas, Harris, and Tarrant counties. The audit released on Monday showed the most serious issues occurred in two Democrat areas, Harris County, including Houston, followed by Dallas, both of which featured phantom voters. By contrast, the two largest Republican-controlled counties, Tarrant County and Collin County, proved to be the model of how to run elections in Texas. When it comes to the concept of inclusivity, the sexual perversion movement is ruthlessly hypocritical. Only their message may be included. But now, conservative Christians are pushing back. In early November 2022, Jessica Jacobson, a mother in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, wanted to discuss how to deal with the sexual perversion indoctrination in the schools, reports Mass Resistance. Jessica noticed that every year the city flies the LHBT rainbow pride flag in a city park for a week. She reasoned that it would only be fair that they also fly a nuclear family flag celebrating heterosexuality as well for a week. So Jessica spoke with Fitchburg Mayor Stephen DeNatale. She explained to him that the non-discrimination laws required both sides of an issue to be allowed. She also reminded the mayor that his oath of office requires him to be impartial towards the citizens of Fitchburg. There is also the recent 9-0 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Shirtliff versus City of Boston, requiring Boston to be impartial in allowing flags. Thus, the nuclear family flag, celebrating heterosexuality, should also be allowed to fly for a week in the same location in Fitchburg. Surprisingly, the mayor was very supportive of the idea. He agreed that if one group in the community was represented, other members of the community should also be represented. It was determined that the nuclear family flag would be raised in the city's riverfront park on December 21st and fly there until December 28th. To his credit, Mayor DeNatale participated in the nuclear family flag raising ceremony, as you can see in his tweet. Take a moment to thank him by email through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com or by calling 978-829-1801. Not surprisingly, the sexual perversion activists were livid, reports Boston 25 News. Jessica composed a one-page statement entitled, "Equality is what this flag raising is all about." It describes what support for the nuclear family means, the demand for equal representation, and how the churches are encouraged to pray for nuclear families in these troubled times. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him." The Christian Post reports that there were six notable Christians who died in 2022. They include Ray Bentley, an author, radio broadcaster, and pastor who helped to found the Maranatha Chapel of California, an influential evangelical megachurch who died of complications from COVID-19 at the age of 64. Abuni Antonios, the former leader of the Orthodox Church in Eritrea, Africa, died after spending 15 years in detention as a prisoner of conscience for resisting the Eritrean government's interference in church affairs. He was 94. Dee Dee Robertson, the wife of televangelist Pat Robertson, who was involved in the leadership of both Regent University and the Christian Broadcasting Network. She died at age 94. Frederick Beeker, a Presbyterian theologian, public speaker, minister, World War II veteran, and author of numerous fiction and nonfiction books, died at the age of 96. Gordon Fee, a theologian, distinguished professor, Bible translator, and best-selling author who was considered an expert on the study of the Holy Spirit, died at age 88. And Canadian pastor Leon Fontaine, who led the multi-site Springs Church of Winnipeg, Manitoba, who gained recent attention for his opposition to COVID-19 lockdown orders, died at age 59 following a brief battle with an aggressive form of cancer. And finally, Stephanie Burns, a Worldview listener in Sandusky, Ohio, emailed me a praise report earlier this week. She said, quote, "Adam, I've had success in requesting Kirk Cameron's new children's book, As You Grow, to be purchased at my local public library. I will pray for those who are not met with the same reception and kindness to have wisdom to say the right words in those difficult conversations, shining the light of Christ in truth and love, trusting God's Spirit to work through it some way. Thank you for the Worldview broadcast," end quote. In Matthew 5, verse 13, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.